Jeez. Well, that's a classic boat story. Boats and pools. You always want to have a friend that has a boat and a friend that has a pool rather than yourself. Bring the beers, and they can take care of all the rest. Yeah, my dad was a big boater for many years. Ended up with the last one he had was a 39-foot Marinette, which are aluminum boats. Really sweet boat. So that's where I got my boating fix, kind of from high school on. But he sold that a number of years ago. That was their kind of, instead of having a cottage up north, they had a boat. It was cool. They kept it on the Detroit River over on the Canadian side because they were from Canada anyway. And, boats. Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, this is stupid money, too. And the other bad thing about this boat, it's got a 454, and as you and I both know from that generation, for a car motor, that even wasn't that popular of a motor. Like the 350s are all over the place. You can get those relatively cheap. You can get those relatively used, in just about every boat that, the hull isn't any good and it's got a 350 motor in it. But this one, 454, I said to him, I said, why can't we just convert this thing to a 350 and call it a day and then sell it? Nobody will know what was in it originally and just off it. So, we're going to be looking around. We'll put something in it, but it's only 26 foot. It really doesn't need a power plant that big. Plus, the 454s were not known for fuel economy. They were terrible with fuel. But I will say one thing. When you wanted to go in a hurry, this boat would scoot.